Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited because we have a special guest today. But first, let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the phrase Salem, Oregon. Change one letter to an N and rearrange the result to spell the names of two fruits. What are they?
Well, what are they, my friend?
Well, if you change the S to the N, you can spell melon and orange.
Aha. Well, we have a special show, as I mentioned, because we have a special guest who's going to play with us, and it's Charlie Ross, a Canadian actor who's been performing his one-man Star Wars trilogy since 2002. He also tours a one-man Lord of the Rings trilogy. What started as a comedy club lark has become a Lucasfilm-sanctioned offshoot of the Star Wars universe. Charlie Ross, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I hope I do all right.
I think you'll be fine.
All right, Charlie, as the star of One Man Star Wars, it seemed appropriate to ask you questions about other one-person shows.
Interesting.
First up, in 1988, Patrick Stewart won a Drama Desk Award for his one-man show, in which he played all 43 characters in his version of what Charles Dickens novel?
Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol is correct.
Very quick. Impressive.
Yes. Speaking of quick and taking the beard off and putting it back on and the hat and the chains, I bet that was fun to watch him do that.
Probably fun, and it's just cool not knowing that in the future he'd eventually be Jean-Luc Picard, you know?
Jean-Luc Picard's Christmas Carol.
Or maybe he did know.
Ooh.
Maybe he totally did. Maybe he's something in the space-time continuum to go back and do the show and then head back to the Starship Enterprise. Who knows?
Oh my gosh, my whole world has changed. The first woman to appear solo in a Broadway show later won a Tony Award for her 1985 show, The Search for Signs of Intelligent Life in the Universe. What star of Laugh-In and Nashville is it?
Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin is correct. Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth, is a one-man show directed by what famed African-American film director?
Oh, it wasn't done by Spike Lee, was it?
Yes, it was, in fact. Spike Lee, yes.
Charlie, you did the right thing.
I did.
A 2008 episode of the public radio show This American Life, titled Fear of Sleep, features an excerpt from a one-man show by Mike Birbiglia, which was adapted for the screen in 2012. What is the three-word title of Birbiglia's show?
That's a great question. I haven't the foggiest clue.
Ian, do you know this one?
I do. I'll help out. It's Sleepwalk With Me.
Sleepwalk With Me is correct. And finally, appropriately enough, adapted from her one-woman show, the cover of the book Wishful Drinking depicts Carrie Fisher holding an empty martini glass dressed as what famous movie character?
Princess Leia.
Princess Leia is correct.
But Charlie, I like you better as Princess Leia.
Here's a weird thing. I came into Scottsdale, basically Phoenix, Arizona, to fill in for Carrie Fisher when she was supposed to do her first workshop production of Wishful Drinking. And I came in as sort of the fill-in play, so to speak. And I guess they thought that because there'd be a certain crowd going out to see the, you know, Princess Leia loving people, you know, they would come out and see my show. And consequently, it was actually one of the most successful runs I've ever had. And that was being the sort of the fill-in play for filling the void for Carrie Fisher.
Well, it appears that our special guest, Charlie Ross, is a one-man trivia team. He went 5 for 5 this week. Have you ever reenacted an entire movie by yourself? Write to us and tell us about it. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the word one man. Without rearranging, insert the same letter twice to spell a two-word phrase that describes one way to watch a movie. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor at the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And our special guest player has been Charlie Ross, the one-man Star Wars and one-man Lord of the Rings trilogy performer and a good friend to us here at WAMC. So thank you so much for playing, Charlie. You did great.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Mike.